With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Thursday, January 20th on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BetterFantasy, B-E-T-T-O-R, Fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. Yes, you're home for all of our free picks and podcasts. It is free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. So get it and let it ride today.
What's up, everybody? This is Cameron Krog from Loyola Chicago Ramblers, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride. Shout out to the Broad Stop. Thank you, guys.
Welcome to the College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Thursday, January 20th. My name is Colby Swinging Danterbase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Oh, yes. Got another great slate of college basketball games coming your way, and I had a bounce back night here with a winning record on the lock. Still didn't go as great as I thought. I lost an Alabama game by about a half a point, which was brutal, but I still had a good night on the locks. Happy to be back winning after a rare losing day. Let's get back to doing what we do best, winning cashola. Hope you get that SGPN app, because look, I add lock slate. So get the SGPN app for free in the App Store and Google Play Store. You'll have access to all of our picks and podcasts. This is the College Basketball Experience. And in case you were wondering, yes, me, Patty C, NC Nick, Terrell Furman Jr., we are the College Basketball Experience. So subscribe here. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. We talk college football year round over there. We got a brand new episode dropping, talking some of the transfer portal in the news with Todd Graham out at Hawaii and Jim Phillips of the ACC and some of his remarks about playoff expansion. We got you covered on the College Football Experience, and we talk it year round. Subscribe over there, and also subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the brand new podcast coming out, the USFL Gambling Podcast. Subscribe to that. The United States Football League is back, kicking off April 16th, and I will be hosting that show as well. Strong believer in spring football, but look, this is a college basketball show. It's time to talk college basketball. Look, we'll recap. I'm recording early. There's some games still going on, so I won't be able to tell you all the outcomes, but I'll do my best to try to key in on a wacky and wild night in college basketball. First off, I'm just going to briefly touch on the games that the big games of the day. Mississippi State, Florida, the Gators get the win. I get the cover there with the Gators. Big win for Florida. And Mississippi State looking like they're going to be a bubble team. And right now I would say they are definitely on the outside. Surprised to see in the SoCon Western Carolina lose by 38. I was on the wrong side of that because I did not see that coming. Big Furman. That's impressive. That is impressive. Army got the win against AU. They even got the cover there. What else did we key? Mercer. I was on the wrong side of Mercer, East Tennessee State. Wasn't a lock, but shout out to the Buccaneers for getting that win. I was on the wrong side of Northern Iowa, Valpo. That game went to overtime. Valpo, so they split the Northern Iowa, won five straight games, one of them being against Valpo. So Valpo gets revenge on the Panthers with the win in overtime. What were some of the other big games of the day, big takeaways? Citadel, one of my locks, covered against Wofford. 13.5 points. Needed every bit of it because they lost by 12. But hey, cover is a cover. Vermont cruises. My other lock, Wake Forest minus 2.5. Boom, that thing hit. Yes. Wake Forest continues to be one of the better stories in college basketball. And really the ACC, a lot of fun this year, even though it's down, it's fun. I also locked up Creighton minus 4 at home against St. John's. My favorite play of the day. Boom. That was easy. They won by 23. St. John's been a terrible road team for years. Creighton been a great home team for years. That was easy cash. So started out 3-0 on the locks there. Now Virginia Tech, I didn't lock them up, but I was on Virginia Tech to get revenge against NC State, which they did. Huge win for the Hokies because they had started out so bad in the ACC. A nice couple wins now against Notre Dame and NC State, and anything's possible, I think, in this ACC. So don't count out the Hokies yet. I did lock up New Hampshire against Hartford, the Hawks, and that was one that I was wrong on there. Hartford got it done. Glad to see, if I was to lose one game, I'm glad to see it's this one. Hartford, you know, they're getting rid of that. They're jumping down to D3, even though the last year they were in the NCAA tournament. It's a fucking joke. Their school, the Board of Regents, I think it is, should be ashamed of themselves. Hartford Hawks are a rising program, and they just went to their first ever NCAA tournament. Why would you do this? Shout out to Hartford for getting the win against New Hampshire, despite me being wrong. The lock I was referring to out the gate on this episode, Alabama. I had Alabama minus 3.5, brutal. But Bama did get the win that they desperately needed after losing a few games in a row. And they get Missouri on Saturday. That, you know, Missouri beat them bad. So we'll see if the Crimson Tide can get revenge on the Tigers. But tough loss for LSU there. I was on the right side of Albany against UMBC. I locked up Stony Brook minus 3 against Binghamton. That was a push. But I did see, I think, a 2.5 out there late in the day. So maybe you got that. Maybe you didn't. Maine covered for me against UMass Lowell. And I think, how about this one? This is a pretty big shocker going on in the Patriot League. Lehigh, who's getting hot at the right time. They upset Navy, the one seed in the Patriot League. That was shocking. Huge win for Lehigh. And I know Navy's got Army on deck Saturday, so maybe it was a look ahead spot, but regardless, nice win for Lehigh. I was on the right side of St. Joe's minus, what was that? I think I had 8.5 against GW that barely cashed. I was on the right. This was a fringe lock, so I'm going to play this music. I told you take LaSalle in that big number against Rhode Island. Rhode Island got the win, and shout out to Rhode Island because they continue to impress. As they're, I think it's second or third place in the A10 right now. But that was only a 2-point win, but a win is a win. Survive in advance. Ryder Quinnipiac, that was a push. Colgate minus 8.5. That thing cashes. They won by 19 at Bucknell. Boom. Dundee special. Let's kick some ass, people. What else do we got here? Southern Illinois, that was a fringe lock that I told you as well. That hit against Indiana State. Bradley, I was on Bradley plus 7 against Drake, and I also played that on the money line. That hit, it wasn't a lock, but that hit. I did lock up Illinois State against Missouri State, and then that did not hit. Shout out to Missouri State, the Bears, huge win there. TCU covered against Oklahoma State. That was a wild one. And Oklahoma State should be in the NCAA tournament. It's a damn shame. They're a quality team. They keep having impressive wins. NCAA should be ashamed of themselves because it's fucking pathetic that Oklahoma State is not going to be in there for some minor infraction. You're from like 6 years ago. This you're going to hurt these players. It's pathetic. But shout out to the Cowboys for getting that win. And then I think the biggest win of the day, the Marquette Golden Eagles. Shaka Smart. If you're Texas right now, if you're a Texas fan, what do you think? I mean, Marquette was supposed to be terrible this year. Some people had some publications had them last in the Big East, them and DePaul battling. They just won at Villanova. I mean, I think you can stamp their 12-6. Huge, huge win. Justin Lewis hit a three with like under 10 seconds left. Gigantic win for the Golden Eagles and really just awesome. That's a great story in college basketball. Shaka Smart with Marquette and really, hey, the Big East, Villanova might be a bit vulnerable now. That's the second loss, I think. What, Creighton got him, and then and Marquette gets him now. That was in Philly. Huge, huge win for Marquette. I got to think they're going to be in the NCAA tournament now if they can just stay healthy. Speaking of big wins, I was on the right side of I was on the wrong side of that Marquette game, by the way. I will gladly admit that I was on the wrong side of that huge win by Marquette. But I was on the right side of this. Louisville -7, and Louisville needed this. They won by 13 against Boston College. They desperately needed that. Texas A&M +7.5 cashed against Kentucky. That was a game that A&M had their chances. Shot 1-for-22 from the 3-point line, which was tough because I really feel like A&M, Texas A&M was in a spot to win that game. And, they had their chances. That buzz is building something nice there, though. But be patient, fans. I think it could be a tough out. You can still find yourself in the NCAA tournament. So stick it out with the Aggies there. Another game that went down to the wire at the same time. I was flipping back and forth. I still haven't been to the studio. Iowa Rutgers ticky tack call late in this game that gave Rutgers the win. I was on Rutgers, so I was glad to win this. But man. Questionable call late, but hey, the Scarlet Knights, don't look now. They're doing the damn thing. Will this be the second year in a row they make the NCAA tournament, perhaps? San Jose State covered for me against Wyoming. However, though, I was on the wrong side of Pitt, Virginia. Virginia won by 5. I think I was getting 3.5 or 4. And then Xavier DePaul, which just recently ended. That was a wild one. Xavier wins by 1. Xavier didn't look great in this one. DePaul missed a 3 to win. Xavier, though, these wins are going to, I mean, with Villanova losing to Marquette, Providence, Xavier, maybe Creighton, maybe Marquette has all of a sudden this window is getting more and more open. Everyone thought for sure it'd be Nova to win the Big East. We'll see as it shakes out down the stretch. I still think maybe Nova's the play, but huge win for Xavier on the road there in Chicago. Tough loss for DePaul. You get another tough loss. We'll see if they can grab another win or two in the next week or two to keep them going. Because man, if DePaul gets that win there, they're really looking good. Tough loss. Georgia +24 did cover against against Auburn as they lost by 23. And then we currently have New Mexico and Colorado State neck and neck. I'm on New Mexico +16, so I'm looking good there, but still 14 minutes left. All right, people. So great day here with Dundee's plays. So feeling good about life. All right. Before we get to today's action, I want to tell you that the college basketball experience is brought to you by WynnBET. Yes. WynnBET's now live in Colorado, Arizona, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. And from boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today to receive $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. are also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props with a chance for a chance to win some really cool prizes. Download the app today over at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy, B-E-T-T-O-R, fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download us. Yes, the SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download, and it is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So go grab that thing and let it ride, people. So today's slate. We got a 9 a.m. game. We got a 9 a.m. game. That alone. Daytime, I mean, they should always give us a game or two. I'm complete. NC Nick makes this case all the time. But they should just always give us a game or two. And I don't have a line. I don't have a number on this one yet. It should be out soon though. Should be out soon. North Florida, Florida State. Florida State's coming off that awesome win against Duke. They're red hot, but you got to think this is a nice letdown spot, right? And the number's going to be gigantic because the Ospreys are what, 4-14. I got to think that number is going to be decently big. This is why you get the SGPN app. This, as soon as this line comes out, we will have this picked on the SGPN app. I don't see the line at the moment. And actually, let me try double checking just really quick to see if there's anything out there from other sports books. Perhaps that I'm missing here. Quick double check. I still do not see it. Hold on. Let me see. But hey, this is 9 a.m. on the West, noon on the East. You get college basketball, a rare out of conference game. I think it's a makeup game from COVID stuff. But where are we at? Actually, I do see it. I do see it. North Florida, Florida State, 21.5 points. North Florida's getting 21.5. I say, fuck it. Let's ride with it. Letdown spot coming off of an overtime Duke win just a couple nights ago. Let's ride with it. Georgetown is at Providence. This game's at 2. So another day game on the West, 5 PM on the East. Georgetown's getting 13. And for some reason, I feel like I should definitely take Providence, but for some reason, I feel like Providence sometimes when they're playing the shittier teams in the Big Ten, I mean, in the Big East, they normally, I feel like we'll keep the game closer than it needs to be. So I am going to take Georgetown plus 13. I'm going to take a shot on that. We got Winthrop at Presbyterian, and I don't believe that line is available yet. Let me double check to make sure we don't have anything there yet. Yeah, I do not see anything available yet there. But I would lean Winthrop. It depends on the number though. Presbyterian's not a horrible team. So keep that in mind. Quickly trying to search a few other sites, trying to find these numbers, but I do not see it. Yeah, get the SGPN app. We'll have you covered. Austin Peay is at UT Martin. This is one. Austin Peay has been a disappointment in the Ohio Valley. They're just 4-9. Where meanwhile, UT Martin 6-11. Last time they did meet on the basketball court though was December 30th. And UT Martin won by 3. It was quite a decent game. This one is at UT Martin though. So should be a decent game though. Let's roll. I'm trying to make sure my number is accurate here. Still. I thought I saw a number on this thing. I do believe we have a number on it. I think I went with the Governors on the road. I think they're getting 3. Where the hell is this line? But I think this is one of those ones you probably really want to stay away from. This was a 3-point game, you know, just what, 20 days ago. So you might as well. And both these teams have been kind of shitty this year. So I feel like probably want to stay away from that one. But I went with the Governors and the points. Yeah, 3.5, by the way. 3.5 is the line. Next up though, we do have the Charlotte
49ers and North Texas. Now this is one. North Texas has been they've been a really good team, I feel like, for the past couple of years. If you watched them last year, ask Purdue fans about North Texas, was they beat them in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. But this one should be decent. Charlotte's been a good story. With the exception of that Florida Atlantic game the other night, the 49ers have been, Jameer Young's been playing great, and they're getting 11.5 points on the road in Denton. Now, I do think North Texas is the better team. North Texas will win. I'm going to take a shot on the 11.5 in Charlotte to rebound, even though they're coming off an ass whooping in Boca Raton. SIU Edwardsville is at Tennessee Tech. Tennessee Tech is laying 2.5. I actually started to lean. I went back and forth here. I started to lean SIU. Then I thought, Tennessee Tech's at home. I'll go with the home team in a game where, actually, you know what? No, let's take SIU Edwardsville. Who am I kidding? I think they're the better team. It's not going to be, it's not a lit atmosphere down there at Tennessee Tech. Give me SIU Edwardsville to find a way to get it done. Let's ride. What else do we got here? And I think Charlotte, by the way, that one might be a fringe lock, cause I don't think I have many locks. So I might lock as I go here. Next up we have SMU at Memphis. SMU is getting 6. Look, Memphis, last time they step on the court, they lose to East Carolina at the buzzer. I can't take Memphis. SMU's been playing better of late. I know there's that blemish with the Cincinnati game, but Tim Jankovic bunch, I'm going to take the 6 on the road. Give me the 6 and the Mustangs. Yeah. Interesting matchup there because Larry Brown, you know, used to employ Tim Jankovic. So you got Larry Brown's currently the assistant for Memphis and Penny Hardaway. South Dakota is at Western Illinois with the Leathernecks. Now the Leathernecks, I think, are the flat out better team, but they kind of just let teams stay around. So I'm going to take a shot on South Dakota +6 there. Should be a good game though. Akron is at Bowling Green. Nice. This is a great matching game here. You know what? I'm searching for locks. Do I go Akron on the road here? I'm going to consider this one. This one might be a fringe lock, but Bowling Green's been playing a lot better. They struggled in November, maybe early December, but then they started to play better. Zips coming off of a shaky performance. They got the dub, but Akron's getting 2 on the road at Bowling Green. Dangerous spot for them. I do think that might be one that I say at the end of the episode, it's a lock. St. Louis is at UMass. Travis Ford returns to his old team he used to coach. St. Louis is laying 4. This is one I do feel. I feel decent with the Billikens on the road here, and that's why I am going to take it and land that under with St. Louis on the road. Let's go, Billikens. Coastal Carolina is at Georgia Southern. This is a really good game in the Sun Belt. Sun Belt games are always wild. I feel like Georgia Southern's laying 1 at home. I'm going to ride Georgia Southern. Don't love the play. This is actually should be a close game. Give me the home team though there. Where are we at here? Chattanooga's at UNC Greensboro. That's another great SoCon matchup. You know what? This is one. I'm going to just take my chance with Chattanooga here. I'm going to lay the 3.5. I'm going to lock up Chattanooga on the road at UNC Greensboro. SoCon basketball, the most underrated conference in America, if you ask me. So I will ride there. All right. Now we got Belmont at Morehead State. Belmont, lost that Murray State game. What was that? Saturday, I think it was. Can they bounce back? They have bounced back once. This is the second game since then. But Belmont's laying 5.5 at Morehead. Morehead's good. I think Morehead's one of the better teams in the conference. However, I trust Belmont. I'm going to lay the 5.5. I'm going to lock up Belmont -5.5 on the road. UNC Wilmington, watch out for them in the CAA. They've been playing a lot better lately. They're on the road at JMU. JMU's been a hard team to understand recently, the past couple of games. And for that reason alone, I'm going to take UNC Wilmington +7.5. And I think we might want to consider locking this one up. And then there's Wright State, which is at IUPUI. Wright State is laying 14 points. I'm sorry. I'm fading IUPI. I'm sorry, IUPUI. Let's lock it up. I'm looking for locks. I'm just going to continue to fade them. Let's lock it up. Wright State, minus 14. Searching for locks. You gotta lock something up. It's got to be the one, right? Speaking of basketball in Indiana, though, we got a true awesome game. Purdue is at Indiana. Purdue is laying 3.5. I'm going to ride with Purdue. This is an awesome basketball game. Indiana struggles to score the basketball. I was really impressed with Purdue's performance. Jaden Ivey at Champaign, Illinois the other night in double overtime. So or other day, I should say, but I'm going to ride Purdue -3.5. Not going to lock it, but that's an awesome game. App State's at Georgia State in the Sun Belt. Another good game. App State swept Coastal Carolina last week. Georgia State's laying 4.5. I'm going to ride Georgia State. I don't like it too much, though. Lay the 4.5. Another great one going on here. Western Kentucky at Florida Atlantic. This is a huge game in the Conference USA. Western Kentucky's laying 2. I'm going to ride with the Hilltoppers, but the Owls have been playing good basketball lately. I do not feel great about this because of how well the Owls have been playing lately. William & Mary is at Delaware. William & Mary, kind of one of the true enigmas of college basketball. They were terrible at a conference. The conference play starts. They go 2-0, looking like the worst team in the nation prior. And then they almost beat JMU before getting their ass kicked most recently by, what was it, Towson. But now they're getting 17 at Delaware. I'm going to take the 17 in William & Mary. I think we should take it. Elon is at Drexel. Drexel, the reigning CAA champs. They're laying 6. I will ride with the reigning champs at home. New Mexico State at Sam Houston State. This is a great game, too. Great mid-major matchup here. I'm going to take New Mexico State -5, but this is a, I would not go higher than that. At 5.5, I take Sam Houston State. Give me New Mexico State. That's a really good game to watch, though. Excited to watch that one. Troy is at Louisiana Monroe. ULM, another one kind of like William & Mary, where they were so terrible to start the season. They've been playing better lately. However, I do think Troy's the better team. I'm going to lay the 1.5 with Troy. USC is at Colorado. This is one where I wonder, why is USC just a 1.5-point favorite? Probably because they're not as good as what their record indicates. But Colorado's so young. I'm a Colorado fan. They're a very young team. They lost a lot of players from a season ago, whether it was Dallas Walton or whether it's McKinley Wright or, you know, just a slew of players that transferred out. DJ Horn. I'm going to ride USC here, but I don't like this game. I don't like it. Colorado's been really good with Tad Boyle in Boulder. Texas State's at Arkansas Little Rock. Darryl Walker's bunch. I think Little Rock's kind of been... they kind of been a disappointment each year. Take Texas State -6, 6.5, whatever, shop around. Oakland is at Milwaukee. Oakland's laying 8. I don't care about Patrick Baldwin Jr. Milwaukee is the most disappointing team in America, I think. Let's lock up Oakland -8 on the road. Let's do it. UT Rio Grande's on the road at Utah Valley. Rio Grande's catching 12. I think that number's tough. I'm going to take the 12, I guess. North Dakota State is at UMKC, taking on the Kangaroos. North Dakota State's laying 2.5. I'm going to ride with North Dakota State to get that done. Cal Baptist is at Tarleton State. This is what I mean. This new WAC, Western Athletic Conference, it's a good basketball conference. These are great games. Cal Baptist at Tarleton State, sign me up. I'm going to take Tarleton -5.5, but I mean, Cal Baptist Seattle the other night was one of the games of the day. I feel like one of the best games of the week, maybe even the month. I'm going to ride Tarleton at home, but that should be a fun one. South Dakota State is at St. Thomas, Minnesota. South Dakota State's leg 8.5. St. Thomas just came up from the D2 ranks and they're good. They're better. I think they're ahead of schedule. However, South Dakota State is a team I like. I'm going to lay the 8.5. Old Dominion is at Rice. Rice is laying 4. Jeff Jones squad heads to Houston. I think Jones has got the Monarchs playing better, but Rice is good. And I think this is a fringe lock. I'm not locking it, but I think this is one that might be locked by the time this game tips. I'm going to take Rice -4 in Houston. North Dakota's at Oral Roberts, taking on Max Asmus and company. North Dakota's been dog shit, but they're catching a huge number in Tulsa. 21. Let me think. I don't know. Give me the 21. Hopefully Asmus and Oral Roberts call off the dogs. Montana State is at Northern Arizona. This is one Northern Arizona laid that lemon for me the other day, coming back from that COVID break. They still got the win, but they didn't look great. They're getting 8 at home now against the Bobcats of Montana State. I've been impressed with Montana State this year, but for some reason, I'm going to take Northern Arizona plus the 8. Montana State wins by 6. Eastern Illinois is at Murray State. This is a terrible game. But Eastern Illinois is catching 27.5 points. I guess I'll take it. I don't like it. South Alabama's at Louisiana Lafayette. This is another good Sun Belt matchup. Lafayette's laying 2.5. I guess I'll ride with the Raging Cajuns there. Ugh, I feel that is a tough game. That, you want to talk about the toughest game on the slate, probably. I guess I'll ride with Lafayette. I guess they've been there. They're experienced. Northern Kentucky's at UIC. The Norse are catching 4 points. I'll ride with the Norse on the road. Sprinkle some of the money line there. Detroit is at Green Bay. Look, I can't ride with them. I got to go Mike Davis, former Indiana Hoosier head coach. I'm going to lay the 5.5 with Detroit. Once again, talking about these whack games that are great. Seattle is at Abilene Christian. Another nice matchup. Seattle's getting 4.5 on the road there. I'm going to ride with Seattle, but I think this is going to be a game that goes down to the final couple of possessions. Give me Seattle though. They're a fun team to watch. UNLV is at Air Force. UNLV is laying 6. Air Force covered for me against Boise. Almost won that game. UNLV is playing better though. I feel like I'm going to take a shot on the Running Rebels on the road, laying the 6. Kevin Kruger's bunch. Boise State at Utah State. One of the better games of the day. Will Utah State have Brock Miller healthy is the question. One of their best players has been out for a while now. Boise's red hot. They've won a bunch of games in a row. If this place will be lit though. It's Logan, Utah. I got a feeling Brock Miller might play. Give me Utah State -1. Lamar is at Dixie State. Lamar is terrible. Dixie State's not great, but I'm going to lay the 7.5 with Dixie State. Tulsa is at Cincinnati. Frank Haith traveling to the skyline, chilly city, to take on the Bearcats. Cincinnati's laying 8. I went Cincinnati -8, but I would not go much higher than 8. Northern Colorado's at Idaho. Northern Colorado's laying 5.5. Lock that thing up. Northern Colorado's decent. They're going to take care of business against the Vandals. Lay the points. San Diego's at BYU. Provo's just a little bit too. Look, I went back and forth on this one. 16 points with San Diego. I thought San Diego's decent, but that place gets lit in Provo. I'm going to take BYU -16. Idaho State's at Weber State. Speaking of 16, Weber State's a 16.5 point favorite, but the Bengals are terrible on the road. Weber State, I think we'll be able to blow them out. I'm going to lay the 16.5. Don't like it though. Sacramento is at Eastern Washington. Sacramento's catching 7.5. I think it's too high. I think that number should be around 5.5, 5, something like that. Give me the Hornets and Sacramento State +7.5. UConn is at Butler. We just saw this game in New Haven not long ago. UConn handled them. I think it was by like 16. Now they got to go to Hinkle Fieldhouse to take on Butler. UConn's laying 8.5. You know what? I'm going to switch this. I think it's hard to beat a team twice in a week there. I mean, Butler +8.5. Because why that line also is a big difference. So I am going to ride with Butler +8.5. Don't love it, but let's switch it up and go with that. Santa Cruz, UC Santa Cruz. I'm sorry, not Santa Cruz. Santa Clara is at St. Mary's. This is a nice Bay Area matchup here. I'm going to take a shot on Santa Clara +9 at St. Mary's. St. Mary's gets the win, but they get the cover. UTSA is at UTEP. UTSA, the Roadrunners are catching 15. A little bit too much for me, even though I think UTEP's heading in the right direction. I'm going to take UTSA +15. UC Davis, Jim Les's bunch is on the road at Cal State Northridge. They're laying 2.5. Cal State Northridge is on auto fade to me. I'm on UC Davis minus 2.5. Hawaii is in Bakersfield, California, taking on Cal State Bakersfield. Cal State Bakersfield's a 1.5 point dog. Give me the home dog. It's a far trip for those Hawaiians. Long Beach State is at UC San Diego. And this is one, I feel like Long Beach State's been playing better basketball lately in the Big West, but UC San Diego has been impressive. I'm going to lay the 2.5 with UC San Diego. Cal State Fullerton is at UC Irvine. That's another nice matchup, right? They're not far away from one another. UCI, I think UCI though is probably the team to beat in the Big West this year. I'm going to lay the 7.5 with UCI. San Francisco, the Dons at Gonzaga. This is supposed to be a great matchup when you look at the records on paper, but Gonzaga's just been blowing everybody out. That's why they're the top team in the nation. This game's in Spokane. I'm going to lay the 15.5 with Gonzaga against the Dons. Montana is at Portland State. Montana's laying 3.5. I went Montana minus 3.5, but I wouldn't go much higher here either. Pepperdine is at LMU. These are once again, two schools, not really that far away from one another. Pepperdine's catching 11. Just enough for me to buy it. Let's go. Give me the 11 points of Pepperdine. UCLA is traveling to Salt Lake City to take on Utah. Utah's getting 9.5. I think it's a little bit too many. Salt Lake City gets lit. Give me UCLA by 8. So Utah gets the cover. Arizona at Stanford. Great game here. Stanford, you want a chance to make the NCAA tournament? Win this game. All right. Now the sad part here for a lot of these Pac-12 schools is they're not allowed to have people. There will be no fans in attendance here. That hurts your home court. I don't care any way you slice it. That really hurts your home court. For that reason alone, I was ready to take Stanford plus 9. Then I remembered that. And I said, you know what? I got to take Arizona minus 9 then. I think it hurts. Hurts not having a home court. Washington is at Oregon State. Oregon State's laying 3. I think Oregon State's the play there. I think they've been playing better lately. I'm going to lay the 3 with Oregon State. College of Charleston's at Towson. Towson's looking really good in the CAA. However, Charleston's getting 9. That's too many points. Lock it up on the road. Charleston can play. Let's ride with them. Lock it up. Samford is at VMI in the SoCon. Samford's getting 4 points, plus 168 in the money line. I kind of like it. And by the way, that College of Charleston play, plus 9, sprinkle some of the money line, plus 357. I like it. Once again, another whack basketball game that's great to watch tomorrow is Grand Canyon at Stephen F. Austin. Stephen F. Austin's getting 2.5 at home. I'm going to take Stephen F. Austin at home to get it done. Give me the 2.5. Ride that plus 120 money line as well. Florida International is hosting Marshall. Panthers, I feel like I've been playing better basketball late. I mean, they started out hot. They hit a rough patch. So I guess I'm wrong with my statement of lately, but I just think they're better than Marshall. They're at home. They're getting 2 points. I'm going to ride with FIU. You know what? And on a night where we're searching for locks, actually, I don't know. I'm not going to lock it up yet, but I feel like we should consider that one as a lock. That is one I feel like the wrong team's favored. Now, maybe is there COVID issues at stake here? This is why you get the SGPN app and you look late on this particular matchup. What else do we got, though? We got Tennessee State at Southeast Missouri State. Tennessee State's getting 2.5. I think we take Tennessee State. UT Arlington is at Arkansas State in the final game of the night here. Wrong team's favored. I'm going to take UT Arlington. This should be a good matchup, though. It really should. Give me UT Arlington plus the 5, the Mavericks. Let's ride with them. All right. So to recap with the locks, fringe FIU should be fringe, but I'm locking up Charleston. Where's my Dundee music? Let's do this. Where is the Dundee music? Yes, come to the land down under with Pick Dundee and take the College of Charleston kid getting 9 points on the road at Towson. Yes, let's also make sure that we lock up Northern Colorado minus 5.5 at Idaho. Vandals are fucking terrible. All right, it's That's a nice play. Then let's take Oakland minus eight. Oakland minus eight at Milwaukee. We got to be a road warrior. Let's watch Road Warrior. Call me fucking Mad Max. All right. But let's do that. Let's take Belmont minus 5.5 on the road at Morehead State. Let's take St. Louis minus 4 at UMass. And let's take Chattanooga minus 3.5 at UNC Greensboro. And Wright State at IUPUI, laying the 13.5 or 14, whatever you get. Let it go. Let's do this. Let's let it ride. All right. Those are the locks, folks. Remember to subscribe.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah!
Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, and let's make some money.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
Subscribe to the College Football Experience. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the USFL Gambling Podcast. We got things coming all the time. College basketball is only heating up. It's getting better and better every single day. I appreciate everyone out there listening. Tell a friend if you can. And get that SGPN app. It's free, like I mentioned. And give me a follow on Twitter at TheColeBD. The College Basketball Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at TheSGP Network. Give them all a follow. Also, check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. We are always talking college basketball on pretty much every single sport you could think of. You want to know about who's going to win the jet ski race down there in Cancun? Sure, somewhere on the Slack channel you can find some odds, probably some tips on who's going to win that thing. Let's roll, though. All right, folks. Look, this is a great slate. Saturdays even on more Saturday and Sunday are fantastic slates. So buckle up as we got some really awesome college basketball matchups. This is the College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Thursday, January 20th. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. You come from a land down under.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.